Hi, and welcome to the Gameslave Podcast, episode 61. Today it's just myself, a simulator. Zelda Queen and Proteus had to go fight aliens or something or other like that. I wasn't too sure. They just said they couldn't make it. I'm assuming it was alien-based, though. But that's not going to stop us from having a good little podcast with y'all. So, what do we have today? I guess I'll go ahead and just start with games. No big surprise, I've been playing a bit of World of Warcraft. This week actually did start the Valentine's Day holiday, so now they are wonderful new bosses up for everybody to fight. Yay! More loots and a pink-colored rocket to try and win. The two big awards here that I'm aware of is a pink rocket, I believe it's a two-seater, and a pet called a mini Toxling or something like that. It's basically a little mini pile of toxic goo. You have 2 weeks. One day, once every day, you can try and get the item. Good luck, my friends. May fortune smile upon you. Now, so one thing I did find that might be a little bit of good information is, first of all, in order to access the bosses, you have to have done the basically Valentine's Day quest line. Once you've done that, the very last guy gives you the ability to queue for it. He's, if you're in Horde, he's in the Ogrimmar right outside of Honor Hold. If you're Alliance, look it up because I have no clue where they are except somewhere in Stormwind. Now, if you did all the quests last year, you're going to find that you still can't queue for it. You have to go talk to this guy first in order to be able to queue for these quests. Until you do, you just won't see it. Period. So, good information there for you all to know. Have fun. I've also did more Dead Space 2. My review is actually up on the site for those of you that are interested in reading it. But basically, it's a good game. I highly advise playing it. As I said last week, not a lot has changed. You still have the same game mechanics, third person over the air, over the shoulder, need to hold down a button in order to aim. When you're not aiming, your attack buttons do other things. For example, your alternate fire stomp stuff. Your primary fire causes you to hit something with your gun, which is very handy for those close combat scenarios where you're like, oh shit, oh shit! But yeah, the zero-G stages are not near as annoying now, because now you have a little jetpack, so you can actually move around, and it's easier to get a grasp on what's going on now. And yeah, I highly advise you get it. If you want to, check out the notes on the main site, and there is a link directly to our review of it there. On to more news-related stuff. Parents, please remember, a game console is not a babysitter, and if you are deciding to use it as such, either A, pay more attention to what you're doing, or B, enable the parental controls. One such parent did not do so, and as a result, over a period of, I believe it was 6 months, yes, her son racked up €1,082 and 52 cents. That comes out to about $1,700. And she's asking Microsoft for forgiveness. She blames them for making it too easy to spend this money. Microsoft's response was, with 30 million Xbox Live members across the world, this is an extremely rare case. So, you just have to be more responsible for what your kid is doing. Set up the parental controls, people. Watch what they're doing. She says that her son is 11 and knows his timetables, but when he is in gaming mode, he can't be thinking about money. You can't put all of the responsibility on a young boy, is what she says. You're right, you can't put the responsibility on him, because it's your responsibility. It is you that gave him this ability by not setting up those parental controls to prevent this from happening. It's your own fault. Microsoft probably will give her some sort of meter 50-50 somewhere or something for PR reasons, but I don't think they should have to. I think they're in the right of, it's like, they set it up so you don't have to let him spend it. You can put the preventions in there. You just have to take a little time. Don't just sit him down and say, okay, here you go, and then walk off and go do something else. Anywho, okay, so I'm done on that one. In legal news, LG is, we'll give you a little backstory here. Sony brought up a complaint to the International Trade Commission about LG violating several of their patents. And the International Trade Commission, if they find that they're right, can block LG imports into the United States. Well, LG, in response, has brought their own complaints to the International Trade Commission about Sony violating patent things, which includes certain electronic devices that have Blu-ray disc players and components thereof. In fact, that, according to them, violates four of their patents. And this includes devices like Bravia TVs, and specifically singled out was the PlayStation 3, according to joystick, it's model CECH-2501A. If the International Trade Commission finds out they are right, they could have the power to block PlayStation 3 imports into the United States. So you could eventually see no PS3s on shelves simply because they can't get it in. I'm betting we won't see this fully come to fruition. It might end up being LG drops its thing versus Sony, if Sony drops theirs versus LG. They're just going back and forth. It's like, hey, you kicked me, so now I'm going to kick you. We'll see how this all turns out, but it could potentially have caused PlayStation 3s to become kind of a black market item when coming into the States. Interesting enough, isn't it? On some brighter notes, HTC, yeah, I know I'm talking a lot about phone companies, it seems like, huh? Anywho, HTC is investing $40 million into OnLive, which, those of you that have heard me talk before, is a gaming system that allows you to play any game on any computer that has a network connection, including wireless now with their last beta thing. Sometimes it can be a little laggy, but basically you don't need to install it on a computer, so your hardware doesn't matter, just your internet connection. Well, with HTC investing that much money into it, and then being primarily a smartphone manufacturer anymore, we have the possibility of seeing OnLive working on a smartphone. So you could be getting console quality games on your little, HTC Thunderbolt or something like that. I kind of view this as rather interesting, because it definitely brings major games more mobile. The only question then is, all these games have touchscreens. What kind of controller base are we going to be looking at? Are they going to come out with something specifically to help us control the games, which are kind of made for a Xbox controller or a full-on keyboard? Or are we going to be seeing some custom control setups for these phones? I'm kind of curious to see how this will go. I think it could, be a great boon to us gamers in the portable method. We can, play our games while we're waiting for, I don't know, something to load while we're on our computers, and then, save, put it down, and continue the same game on said computer. Or if we're out and about waiting for a movie to start, we could be playing, Batman Arkham Asylum, so on and so forth. You get where I'm going with this. And if OnLive's new, I think it's $10.99 or something like that a month for their unlimited play on the games they have, works out for them, then you basically have a subscription service to games right in the palm of your right in the palm of your hand or in your pocket. I think it could be a great thing, but they just now start investing it, so a lot of this is just me hoping that stuff comes to fruition. Let's see, what else have we got? Oh yeah. So today I am recording on the 9th, a little late of a recording. I'll probably get it posted on the 9th as well. To all you boyfriends, husbands, fiancés, remember the 14th is Valentine's Day. Don't forget to do something for the female geek in your life, or if you're a female, for the male geek in your life. Let's just say for the geek in your life. ThinkGeek has a lot of interesting stuff. One of the shirts they have specifically is that I thought was rather interesting, at least, or at least I thought was funny. It says, "Roses are pound FF0000. Violets are pound 0000FF. All my bass are belong to you. And for those that are curious, pound FF0000 four zeros is the HTML coding for red, and pound 0000 FF is the HTML code for blue. So it basically says, roses are red, violets are blue, all my bass are belong to you. It's a cute little shirt. ThinkGeek has it on sale right now. They have an entire a section under Geek Love. So if you're out of ideas and you need something quick, go ahead and check it out real quick. They have a lot of interesting little things. Some stuff not so obvious as others. They have a heart-shaped gift box of mini plush microbes, an 8-bit flower bouquet, do-it-yourself I love you beans, snarky Valentine's Day card, and giant bleeding heart gummy candy. All sorts of things. They even have love energy potion. I wouldn't advise it, because if it tastes like the mana potion and health potion, it's gonna taste horrible. But it's a nice sentiment. Lots of stuff there. I think it's cool. I think they have a lot of cool stuff, at least. If you're on kind of the last minute, oh, crap. Might as well check it out. What can it hurt? And with that, I am going to sign off for today. Feel free to give us shoot us a line at mail@thegameslave.com. You can also find our main site at thegameslave.com, where you can also check out a wonderful selection of t-shirts, both short and long sleeved, at our store. You can also send in a comment on our podcast or any other article we write. Let us know how we're doing. And you can also go into iTunes and review this wonderful podcast, which I would appreciate, because that helps us get more listeners. And yeah. Anywho, you all have a great night. Game on!